In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A 56-year-old South Haven man is in critical condition at Spectrum Butterworth Hospital in Grand Rapids after he was electrocuted in Grand Haven. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office says he was working at a construction site operating a long-arm boom truck when it hit an overhead power line over the weekend. The truck caught fire and he was injured while trying to lessen the damage. Consumers Energy had to respond to cut the power so the fire could be put out. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Grand Rapids has announced the arrest of 8 suspects, which says were part of an international cocaine ring based in New Buffalo. U.S. Attorney Andrew Burge says the investigation centered around 32-year-old Ivan Huerta Hernandez of New Buffalo. He says Hernandez used conduits in Mexico and was supplied by sources in Chicago. He allegedly distributed cocaine to dealers in West Michigan and Northern Indiana. On Wednesday morning, around 90 federal, state, and local law enforcement officers executed arrest and search warrants in West Michigan, Northern Indiana, Northern Illinois, and Central Illinois. They seized around 2 kilograms of suspected cocaine and about $100,000 in cash. In addition to Hernandez, those charged include 42-year-old Marcus Jamel Johnson of Benton Harbor, 62-year-old Donald James Rogers of New Buffalo, and 5 others from Michigan City, LaPorte, Chicago, and Greenville, South Carolina. Leaders from the maritime industry discussed the progress of the new Sioux Locks construction project during a media roundtable last week. The project includes the construction of the new lock chamber. Lieutenant Scott Catalinich is a commander with the Detroit District Army Corps of Engineers.
We are also designing to integrate safer technologies into the new lock chamber to include the potential for hands-free mooring. With dynamic units that reach out and grab the vessels instead of tying vessels off to the lock using lines, hands-free mooring will reduce the dangerous task of line handling.
The new lock at the Sioux Project is constructing a second post-size lock on the existing decommissioned Davis and Sabin lock site. According to the Army Corps, the pole lock, opened in 1969, was the last lock built in the Sioux lock system. It's the only passage between Lake Superior and the Lower Lakes. The Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber is seeking the public's input for nominations for the 2022 Business Recognition Awards. Nominations for businesses and individuals doing big things around Southwest Michigan will be accepted through December 3rd. The winners will be presented at the 2022 Business Recognition event on February 24th at Lake Michigan College's Mendel Center. There are several categories of awards. They are the Economic Impact Award, the Small Business of the Year Award, the Nonprofit Excellence Award, and the Best New Business Award. There are also awards for individuals. They are the Rising Star Award and the Pat Moody Award, which recognizes an individual who has made their mark on the community. You can learn more about the awards and submit your suggestions at the Chamber's website. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.